The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. David Trainer is back. He's been away for a couple of weeks. We, of course, had the holiday. He was traveling, and his associate, Kyle Guskey, was here. But David is back today. The president and founder at New Constructs, which evaluates securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And David comes in with us each week to talk about something that is on the dangerous side. Now, what makes a security dangerous? Well, at New Constructs, they evaluate securities from the bottom up. They dig in at the footnotes level and then work their way to the top. And they frequently find that the picture is a bit misleading. In other words, everybody else who's looking at the top down, they see one thing. When you dig in at the bottom up, that reverse angle gives you something that they consider a true picture. When they find things that are misleading, that's typically when a security is dangerous. If you want to know more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at newconstructs. And remember, they blog about their danger zone pick. So if you have questions or want more information, that's what you should be looking out for after the show. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Palo Alto Networks.
Palo Alto Networks.
Danger, danger.
It's ticker symbol PANW. And what is it that makes Palo Alto Networks dangerous right now?
Well, I think the first thing I want to point out is that executives can make a lot of money even while shareholders are getting the short end of the stick. So the executive compensation plan, to me, is probably the most important part of corporate governance. If the guys at the top, CEOs, are not aligned with investors, you're in trouble. And specifically, these guys are not aligned because they get paid for growing revenue as well as billings. And you can grow both of those without any attention to the real bottom line or return on invested capital or economic earnings of the business. And we see that with this company. If the revenue's going you know, keeps going up and growing, but profit margins are getting more and more negative. And so, you know, investors just got to realize that as much as whatever they're selling you on the face of things, Chuck, right? I mean, there's always a good story around a lot of these kind of tech companies. We don't really see how this ends well.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's Palo Alto Networks. And I don't have a Networks sounder, but I do have a Network sounder, as in Network the movie. And it's important because it comes back to that compensation side of things.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
That's what the way people should be feeling about the issues here. And yet, this is a stock that's trading at $150. So what is it that's actually going to wake people up and make them mad as hell to where they don't take this anymore?
You know, I love to, you know, that's a million-dollar question, because and my first reaction is, I don't know why they haven't woken up so far, right? Like, if what's happened has not woken them up yet, I don't know what will, because the company's got a negative 12% profit margin, negative 25% return on invested capital. The expectations baked into the stock price are ridiculous, right? They got to go from a negative 12% margin, right, to immediately, by the end of this fiscal year, to a positive 5% margin. That's for the whole year. Right, like that's what our model is basically saying. We'll give you credit, and that's almost impossible in and of itself. But at the same time, they have to grow revenues by over 30% for over a decade to justify that $155 stock price.
How ugly could this get? What's a fair value on the stock?
To really dodge your question, what's got to happen here? Well, you know, look, we think at some point investors are going to wake up to the fact that the company has to do one of two things. Continue to focus on growing revenue despite what's happening to the bottom line. That obviously can't go on forever. The other alternative is to say, okay, we're going to focus on cutting costs to achieve positive margins. Well, that's going to hurt the top line. Those are the two issues for the company, two things they can do. Either one of them can blow the stock up. And I don't see a way around it, because the possibility of continue to grow revenue while also improving margins seems to be impossible, if not unrealistic. And so the downside is pretty big. So I gave you the expectations in terms of what the current stock implies: 5% margin, 31% compounded annual revenue growth for 11 years. If you let them keep the 5% profit margin, they only grow at 26% for a decade, just 5% less, and for 1 year less, the stock's worth $90.
Oof.
And all of our assumptions, all of these sort of scenarios, assume that they effectively achieve this growth in profits and that they do it without any incremental fixed assets.
Yeah, that's not a given by any stretch of the imagination.
Not even close. Like, the idea that you can grow your business without having to really put capital in, that you're just going to be able to grow revenue and improve profit margins without any capital investment, allows us to create what we like to call a completely best-case scenario. And that's what I want our listeners to know. I'm not monkeying with the numbers behind the scenes to try and make it sound like there's some crazy expectations. No, these expectations are crazy.
They are. And, of course, what that means, it's stock currently trading at $150, $90 valuation. That's a 40% haircut, but it could be worse. And, yeah, that should get you the network reaction.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
On Palo Alto Networks, PANW, it's in the danger zone this week. David Trainer, thanks so much for joining me.
Always a pleasure, Chuck. Thanks for having me.
David Trainer, everybody, he is the president and founder of New Constructs. And if you want to learn more about how they do things, you're going to go to newconstructs.com. You're going to follow them on Twitter, at New Constructs. All right, we are heading for home on the Monday, February 27th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the Market Call. Stephen McKee will be here from the No Load Mutual Fund Selections and Timing Newsletter. You know him, you love him, and he's next.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.